From hit movies like Next Friday and The Hangover, comedy off Broadway and Lexington Green welcomes Mike Epps July 30th through August 1st. Then August 5th through the 7th, catch Sam Morrill as seen on Comedy Central and YouTube Comedy Special. And don't miss Kelsey Cook, host of the podcast Self-Helpless, August 12th through the 14th. For showtimes and tickets to all shows, call 859-271-JOKE or visit comedyoffbroadway.com. Comedy Off Broadway.
Talk Radio 1080. This is Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Welcome, everyone. Kentucky Sports Radio, Monday, July the 26th. I'm Matt Jones here in Somerset at the Woodson Bend Golf Resort, where today is the second of the three KSR scrambles, this one here in Somerset. It is a beautiful course. I love coming up here to Woodson Bend, and we're glad to be here. And you can give us a shout on the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line. That's 502-571-1080. A-Vision Glass text machine is 772-774-5254. And this edition is sponsored by the TJ Smith Law Office, which is a personal injury firm. And if you call TJ, he'll make them pay. Ryan and Drew are here. Shannon was too lazy to make the drive from Louisville. He is back in Louisville. And guys, I got up this morning really early. Normally I make this drive from Lexington. I'd forgotten that from Louisville it's a little farther.
Little farther. But once you get here, like you said, it is beautiful. I forget every time until you pull in, like, wow, this is a great resort and a pretty little golf course out here. And
it's very exciting because for the first time you're playing.
I am no longer picture boy with you on hole 18. I'm going to be Tiger Woods out chipping and putting and hitting and driving.
You're going to be so terrible. It's going to be awesome.
Can I go ahead and give a pace of play warning? I feel like you're going to take some time.
I'm going to be here at 18 all day, and I'll be taking the pictures. And if you remember, on this green, I made a lot of putts.
Last year, you and I were stationed here for picture hole. And you were on fire. You hit like a 20-footer, then you hit like a 25-footer, and then you hit like a 30-footer from across the green one time.
I crush it here on 18 because I know this green. I know it's goes from back to front, and you gotta be ready.
Well, I want you to ask this. When I get to 18, I just want a nice ice-cold beverage waiting
on
me.
Well, this is a par 5, right? And so sometimes I'm putting for people for eagle and sometimes birdie.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a bet. I'm going to be putting for you for par.
I'll take
wow,
it.
Good hole.
Yeah.
Are
you kidding me? Wow. I'll take par on this hole.
If you can't have a putt for par here.
The poor two guys that won the contest to play with Amanda and me today.
I'm going to argue I think they're bad. Or else why would they have won to play with you?
Well, I apologize way in advance for what they're about to witness out here today.
I already have my prediction for who's coming in last.
No, there's no doubt.
Team Lemon is headed for last place. Well,
yes.
You can give us a shout. Like I said, 502-571-1080. A lot of stuff to get to this weekend. This was a huge weekend for Kentucky basketball recruiting, so I want to go over some of that. I actually think Kentucky is set up extremely well for next year's recruiting. I mean, I would say, Drew, probably the best they've been set up in a few years, don't you think?
Yeah, and a lot of the names they've been watching had big weekends at the Peach Jam, so it's just adding to the excitement of what's
going on. There's a decent chance they're going to end up with three top 15 guys, four top 20 guys, and I think that's going to be, that's old school Kentucky recruiting when we just got everybody from the top group.
Yeah, they seem to be in on, like you said, all of the top players in that class.
And not just in on them, they seem to be leading. Like there are three distinct guys that I think they are leading on, Drew, that are all very, very good.
Yeah, and this is what we wanted, especially with the hire of Coach O and him coming back, and then Chin Coleman. I didn't know it happened this quickly, but it seems UK is kind of at the forefront of a lot of those guys' minds already this summer.
But I think we got to start with the conference realignment story. I was on ESPN on both Friday and Saturday, and it was basically the major thing we talked about then. There have not been a ton of updates, but the biggest update that has existed is that not only does it look like it's very likely to happen, although the Big 12 met with Texas and Oklahoma yesterday basically to see if they could talk them into staying, but that four-pod system is kind of how it's going to be. And I have seen and talked to a couple people that said there are really three different ways the pod system could go for Kentucky.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you the three, and then you tell me which one you like the
most.
Got it. I know what the answer is going to be because I think there's a big difference between them. But the way the scheduling they believe will go is to go to 9 conference games. You play everybody in your pod every year, and then you play 2 teams from the other pod, and those teams rotate. And basically, from each pod, you would play 2, 2, and 2, and then the next year you'd play the other 2. 9 games. You would have 5 home, 4 road 1 year, 5 road, 4 home the other year. Here are the 3 possibilities for Kentucky. Number 1, Kentucky, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida. Number 2, Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, Auburn. And then number 3, Kentucky, Tennessee, Vandy, Missouri.
Ding, 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 ding.
Now, the first one would be the one if the SEC decides to try to balance, basically. If the SEC says our number one priority is to make these sort of things relatively balanced, that's what they're going to pick. The second one is going to be, if we want to preserve rivalries, Tennessee wants to preserve Alabama and Kentucky, right? So that's why they would, interestingly enough, more than Vandy. They want to preserve Alabama over Vandy, which surprises me. And then the third one would be if they just do sheer geography and they don't care about balance and they only do geography. Now, I have no idea which one they'll do. I know which one we would prefer. Which one do you think they'll do?
The first one. I think the first one, because when you laid it out that very first day, how they maybe put like 2 so-called powerhouses in each pod, and I just felt like, okay, that's what they're going to do. Kentucky, South Carolina, Georgia.
2 Florida. Powerhouses in each pod, and then when you play the teams in the other pod, in each pod you'll get 1 powerhouse and 1 non-powerhouse. Mm-hmm. And the idea is then that so the powerhouses would be Georgia, Florida, and then Kentucky and South Carolina, the non-powerhouses. Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee, Vandy, the non-powerhouses. Although that could be, you know, if Tennessee got good again, that could be a really good one.
Yeah.
Missouri, I think it was like Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and then A&M, LSU, Mississippi, Mississippi State. Uh-huh.
The second pod, the only good thing about it, you would play Tennessee every year if they were in that second pod. But also Alabama sits there in that second pod, so I don't like that one.
You'd be playing Alabama every year.
Every year.
Hard pass on that. I definitely vote for what everyone else would vote for, the northern geography option, I guess is what that would be. But
to do that one, they would have to create a pod that was Texas, Texas A&M, and Oklahoma all in the same one, and it's hard to see them doing that.
Yeah, I think they're more likely to do the one that South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Kentucky, and I can live with that. I'd prefer one where Kentucky can be the top dog a little easier, but if that's what it is, I'm fine with that.
And really, I mean, you know, Kentucky's played Florida, what, 3 of the last 4 years really, really well.
Yeah, we're not afraid of them anymore.
We've closed the gap on Georgia quite a bit. So,
well, the only way you're going to get a better scenario, let's just assume they don't do the geography, although they might.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see a scenario where the SEC were to say, here's how you would get the geography. Look, it's not just about football, because you could use those pods for basketball, too.
Yeah.
You play that pod twice, and you play everybody else once. And that would actually be a pretty good bat. We would be, I don't know if that's the hardest basketball pod, but it might be, right? And then you say we do it for all sports, right? So for baseball, you do it.
Uh-huh.
And for all of them. And women's basketball,
well,
you do.
Even volleyball, then you have like Florida in a pod, Kentucky in a pod, Texas in a pod. Those
yeah,
are
so if they want to do it for all sports, they do it like that. And then they also say, you know what? These sort of massive pods, which would probably be like, I mean, you might literally have Georgia, Florida, Alabama, and Auburn. But the reason you would do that is that makes sure that the strength of schedule is so good for those teams that they're always going to make the playoffs. That would be why you might do it.
So is that a possibility they may use the pods for other sports?
Well, I think the idea is whatever the pod is in football can also be the pod in basketball. Because in football, you're going to play everybody once in your pod and then 2 of the other 4. In basketball, you want to get to 18 games, you play the 3 in your pod twice and the other 15 teams or whatever once.
for like we've played it out, you know, several times this week. I like for basketball playing each team at least once, and then your rivals. You said what, three times?
Yes.
So that's what you get.
Three rivals. I like that for basketball, but for football, I like the pod system. I think the best.
Well, but I mean that could be our rivals. They would just make Georgia, South Carolina, Florida our rivals. Uh-huh. We wouldn't get Tennessee. That would be the battle.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we would miss. I mean, I'm fine with that pod that South Carolina, Georgia, and whoever I'm missing there. But I would miss the Tennessee rivalry and even Vandy. I know they haven't been good recently.
And it would stink not playing Tennessee every year in football.
It would.
Yeah. I mean, especially
right when we get to the point where we're competitive and winning games against them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we – I mean, we'd like to play Vandy every year just so we could beat them. But I don't know that we would miss playing Vandy every year, but I think we'd miss playing Tennessee every year.
It's a fun Nashville trip. You know, Ryan has fond memories of them piling their coats under the basket at basketball games.
That's right.
It's a football game where we kind of take over a crowd, so I would miss playing Vandy every
year. The Tennessee people, the pod they want is Tennessee, Vandy, Kentucky, Florida, their fans. And they want to see themselves as the second good team. I'd love that pod.
Sure, that'd be good too.
I mean, I think that would because if Tennessee is your one of your two good teams, I think you're winning in that battle, right?
I think
you can take that number two spot pretty quickly. You're already close,
and you feel like you can beat Vandy every year.
Yes,
I mean South Carolina, you should beat a lot of years, but you can't necessarily think you're going to beat them every year. You know.
So the question is, when do you think this decision will be made? If they're going to maybe start it next season?
Well, I mean, if they start next season, they'll be making it in the next couple months. I think the more likely scenario is. They end up starting in 2023, 2024. They reach some deal, and that this is still a couple years away.
Okay.
I mean, that's sort of my belief, but we'll see. Now, if the Big 12 decides to stay together, then I think they're going to make Texas and Oklahoma stay as long as they can. If they decide to all break apart, then they might just be like, let's just all go our own ways now. We'll see.
Yeah. So what's the latest you're hearing about whether the Louisville game will stay on the football schedule?
I haven't heard anything. But it will.
There's too many rivals.
They're not going to get rid of that. I don't think you can get rid of Louisville.
I don't either. And you could rotate it where the season we've got four home SEC games.
Exactly. That's when you play Louisville at home.
Correct.
So that you would have, in that scenario, seven home games every single year.
Yeah, which is definitely that. I know that Mitch Barnhart and the athletic department, they want that as many home games as possible.
Let me ask you a question. If we play, let's say Oklahoma and Texas come. Let's say it's Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, us. Do you want to play Louisville every year still? Knowing you have nine conference games, and let me just say, in that scenario, you will have five hard teams every year. You'll have this would be how it would work out. You'll have every year Georgia, Florida, either Alabama or Auburn, either LSU or Texas A&M, and either Oklahoma or Texas. Every year, you're going to get five of those.
Man.
Do you want Louisville in that scenario?
I still want Louisville. Obviously, I like beating Louisville. I think the gap is getting wider and wider. Kentucky's recently taken over recruiting in that city. It'll only get even easier as the SEC gets larger. I say keep Louisville just because I don't see them as a threat.
I'm with Drew. Keep Louisville because the rivalry. I mean, we had... What, 10 SEC games last year, and that we all seem to get excited about every single game. Yeah, why not? Keep Louisville on schedule.
Beat them by 200 points the last
I do year. Want to say to fans, though, I want you to process what having Texas-Oklahoma is going to mean to football, because it hit me this weekend. If you believe like I do that in the SEC right now there are six power programs that are good every year, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Auburn, LSU, A&M. Would you agree that those six are good every year?
I agree.
Yes.
Most years, we play two, maybe three. We play Georgia, Florida, and then we might get LSU, A&M, Alabama, or Auburn. We might get Arkansas or Ole Miss, and we'll only have to play two of them. But most years, we'll play three. In the new schedule, we're playing five every year.
Wow.
We go from three powers every year to five powers every year. And I just want people to realize that. That is what it practically means for Kentucky. It means our schedule will have two more power programs every season. So go back to when we were 9-3. I'm not saying we wouldn't have finished 9-3, but that team might have finished 7-5.
Yeah.
And these teams that are 7-5, they might have finished 5-7. So now they might not. You hope they win. But I just think people need to recognize that for Kentucky and the other teams in the East, adding these two programs means for you two harder games every year.
Yeah. And that's what we said on day one when this news broke. However way you slice it or dice it, it's not good for the Kentucky football program. And that's the exact reason why.
So I like it, but just be ready because it's going to be harder to be good every year. 502-571-1080. Text machine 772-774-5254. We are here at Woodson Bend. It's a nice day. Hopefully it won't get too hot. How hot is it supposed to get?
It's going to be getting very hot.
In the 80s, high 80s.
Okay, well, never mind then. It will be hot. And we will be right back. This is Kentucky Sports Radio.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080. Or send us the Kentucky branded KSR tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
If it's in Kentucky, it's on Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome back, Kentucky Sports Radio, 502-571-1080. Just some information that I always like to say for the stick to sports crowd. We couldn't have been more sports at that beginning.
That's a typical sports radio show of blocks.
Shannon goes, Matt, one caller. Just saying.
Hey, you got one, though. You at least got one.
That's one. I'm just saying, though. Like, if I were to come out here and talk about Ryan's nipples, we'd have five callers.
Oh, everybody has an opinion on that.
Give the people what they want.
You got to get – so when you wonder why I don't just – do sports, that's a perfect example. 502-571-1080. One person writes, Matt, these teams have to play Kentucky more, so we need to either bring it or shut up. I don't think they're sitting there going, oh no, under the new system they have to play Kentucky more. Listen, we're a lot better than we were. But that's not, I mean, when they do this, they won't consider us one of the top eight. They just won't. I mean, like, whether they should or not, I mean, you can debate it if you want, but they won't, right?
And like we talked about, too, for the fans, they get to see Alabama at Kroger Field once every 4 years. Texas A&M has still never even been to Kroger Field. They get to see them for the
That's
first time ever.
That they have.
You know?
By the way, here we're having lunch at Sonny's Barbecue here today.
Nice.
As part of the
always
sponsor.
Always
here are the
good.
First prizes.
Okay.
KSR Bourbon Barrel Trophy Heads. A lot of people love those.
Oh,
we
yeah.
give those out
those
to everyone.
Cool.
You get your first pick of tickets to one of these concerts. Which one would you pick?
Okay.
Elton John, Lynyrd Skynyrd, the Zac Brown Band, Brad Paisley, Brett Eldridge, Florida Georgia Line, or Dierks Bentley?
I'm picking Zac Brown Band. That's not even a choice for me.
All right, what about you?
Well, I've already seen Dierks Bentley, so I'm going to eliminate him. I'm really excited about that Elton John concert. I was mad it was one of the ones that got canceled last year. He was coming to Rupp. I hope that still gets put on. That'd be my pick.
Yeah, I'm going Elton John.
Yeah, he'd be my
second.
I mean,
I feel like I can see these other folks. I mean,
Florida Georgia Line, you can see anytime.
I ate dinner with Dierks Bentley.
That's right.
You know, come on. But I feel like seeing Elton John, I mean, that's a legend. Right, and Lynyrd Skynyrd.
That's a close second for me.
What version of Lynyrd Skynyrd are we on? Are we on like the seventh Lynyrd Skynyrd?
They went on
version?
A retirement tour back in the 70s, and now they're still touring. It's like the farewell
I feel like
tour.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
You said you're picking him second, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
I would need to know what kind of Lynyrd Skynyrd I'm getting.
Anyone from the original Lynyrd Skynyrd even in it?
There's like one dude left.
Wow,
yeah.
He's got to be 140.
Yeah. Is that the math?
Yeah.
So you think he was like 80 when they started?
Elton John's an easy first pick for me. Though.
Yeah, he's my
Vince
second
Merrow
one.
Would be there in the VIP section singing Rocket Man.
I mean, there are people you like, and then there are legends. Elton John's a legend.
Oh, Sir Elton John. Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. One person writes, Matt, what's the latest on the Boyle County Treasurer? Well, I got a text message this weekend saying the Boyle County Treasurer wanted to come on and defend himself about taking his belt off. And I'd love to have him.
Well, let's do it.
But we got to leave the belts
on. We got a couple open lines. Give us a shout, Boyle County Treasurer. He says there's more to the story. But it was him himself who gave the quote that he had gained some weight and he just needed to release it. I didn't make that up. That was him that said that.
You were just reading it straight out of the Advocate Messenger.
Yes,
there.
I trust the Advocate Messenger, former home of Larry Vaught. So, but I would be interested in why he felt the need to take his belt off.
Untuck his shirt, take his belt off. He's ready to throw down and fight in the parking lot there. That's what he's ready to do.
Is that what you want from your treasurer?
Well, if he's defending,
I like mine watching
our
the money a little bit. I don't know about.
I feel
so
like
much
of
the
all
parking
the
lot.
Positions, I want in my county that's ready to fight. I don't know the treasurer's at the top. I feel like the treasurer gets angry, starts throwing money at things. I'm not sure that's who I want fight.
Or people look at that and they're like, well, if that's the treasurer, I don't want to see everyone else in the building.
Yeah. Oh, let's look run to that secretary.
Imagine what the mayor's like. Good night. Well, anyway, 502-571-1080. By the way, do you realize the NBA draft is Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did see that it's coming up.
Isaiah Jackson going to be in the green room.
I had no idea. Yeah. I had no idea that it was Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Like, I just look up and it's Thursday. And Isaiah Jackson probably going to go in the top 20.
They're saying what, between 15 and 20, I think, aren't they?
Number 19, New York. They're looking at him. Let's just go ahead and add another one.
My goodness.
The Kentucky Knicks can get stronger.
What if they take him? Take another Kentucky guy.
They pick at 19 and 21, right in his range.
Him and Nerlens are kind of the same player, though. Would you want them both?
See, it's like he's the big mentor on it. Nerlens kind of on the way out.
But that's the thing, is that you don't have to keep Nerlens. I mean, if you could have – I mean, I love Nerlens, but if you could have a younger Nerlens, you'd take him. Right.
Yeah, you have old Nerlens take care of young Nerlens for a few years and just kind of send them off to the garden to take over and be the star.
I love Nerlens because he's just a specialized player that has made a lot of money just doing, you know, playing good defense and blocking shots.
Yeah, he lost a lot of money when he could have gotten more.
Gambled on himself and it
gambled
backfired.
Gambled on himself and it didn't work. You think B.J. Boston goes in the first round?
I do not. I'm rooting for the guy.
He's going to be right there on the border, though.
Every mock draft I've seen has him second round. I just think that's a pretty big gamble there.
I didn't think Quickley would go first round, though, last year, and he did.
But here's the difference. With Quickley, there were games you could watch where you were like, okay, that guy's good.
And he was the SEC Player of the Year.
I mean, I like B.J. Boston as a person, but did he have those games? Was there a game that you watched and you're like, okay, he's good?
I don't remember one.
That's the only thing. I've had a couple NBA people ask me, and I'm like, look, you look great in high school, but in college, what do you do? We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Here's Matt Jones.
The thing about Lynyrd Skynyrd is I'm just not sure there's any band that's had a longer shelf life that really, it's like one song. I know they have other songs, but name one.
Simple Man.
They do Stairway to Heaven.
No, it's Led Zeppelin. Stop it.
Simple Man.
Free Bird.
Free Bird. This and Free Bird. I guess
Tuesday's Gone. Get all kinds of good. Give me three steps.
They got more. I don't want to argue about it. Here's what I need everybody to do right now. First of all, by the way, big shout out. These shirts for the Scramble. This is an awesome shirt.
Very cool.
This KSR
added some
shirt.
Patterns this year.
This is the nicest one we've had, I think.
Coolest logo we've had. Coolest shirts we've had.
Somerset. I'm excited to get those Bourbon Barrel trophies
Somerset's
on my mantle.
Somerset's getting the good stuff. All right, I need everybody right now to go to Twitter and go to the Twitter account at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, _ M-O-L-L. At Barry, _ M-O-L-L. Somebody, he posted a picture of someone singing in a band and says, is this Shannon?
I thought that was Shannon. When I
oh, my goodness. Wow.
Shannon, do you have a job you haven't told
Shannon,
us about?
I mean, I got the band, but I haven't played any shows yet.
Who, Shannon, is that you?
No, that is not me. Why do I look like everybody?
You should consider that hairstyle.
I mean, it kind of looks like you, though. It looks like you if you were, like, strung out.
Well, hey.
Had a wig on.
Yeah.
No. Well, I mean, yeah, you'd have to have a wig on, but you could see, like, when he does rock shows, he just wears. Shannon, I mean, I know we do a lot of, oh, that looks like Shannon. This may be number one.
That's the closest I've seen.
With an Affliction t-shirt on.
Well, I could see you in an Affliction t-shirt easy.
Yeah.
Like, that's your kind of thing.
Yeah, that's not. Who is that for
Look
real,
at
though?
I'm not.
Over the rainbow.
That really looks like you. I mean, it looks like a version of you that's strung out and hadn't had sleep. But, like, I could see that being you.
The drum says Over the Rainbow, so do we think this is the lead singer of Over the Rainbow?
I don't know, but
it's my Wizard of Oz cover band.
By the way, he has had that face at OVW before.
You're right.
I've never had that hair, though.
Like, hello, everybody.
And in Kansas one night, I remember we were out.
Yeah.
He looked like that.
Shannon, that's you. I don't care what anybody says. I'm retweeting this.
My arms are much bigger than that.
502-571-1080. Who's next?
Let's go to Jerry.
Jerry, how are you?
Hey, Matt, pretty good. First off, before we get to the thing about scheduling, the Texas A&M Board of Regents is meeting tonight to discuss their contractual issues at the SEC.
Well, I just, and a lot by the way, this is just breaking. Brett McMurphy just said showed that Oklahoma and Texas have informed the Big 12 they are leaving.
Yeah.
Don't say they're coming to the SEC, but say they are leaving.
Well, supposedly this is going to be Texas A&M getting on board with this tonight. But anyway, on to scheduling, the biggest thing I would say about scheduling has happened the previous two times. Is the historic football rivalries in the South, Georgia, Florida, Auburn, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, Alabama, Auburn, have driven the schedule decisions in football, sometimes to crazy extents. And I was listening to the radio show at Birmingham this morning, and Alabama's apparently going to be very insistent that they keep playing LSU, Tennessee, and Auburn every year. And so in the end, I understand about the pod system, what they were saying is, it may devolve into everybody just getting assigned, say, three rivalry teams. So, like, Alabama.
Well, that'd be good. Playing. If Alabama wants to take LSU, Auburn, and Tennessee, I say good.
Go for it.
Take them. Don't take us. I don't care who they take as long as it's not us. I mean, if we got to pick our three, I think we'd pick Tennessee, Vandy, and Florida, probably. Florida, though, is going to pick. Go ahead.
That's where I think that in that scenario it'll probably end up because – Georgia's going to be tied up with Auburn.
But Georgia's got to play Florida. I mean,
Florida.
The Jacksonville
game.
It's
the world's largest cocktail party.
They're going to have to play each other. So I don't – and maybe we get Tennessee, Vandy, and Missouri. I mean, the other possibility, and I appreciate the call, Jerry, is maybe just the league says, you know what, Tennessee, Vandy, Missouri, y'all can be the pot of suck. There's a world where they do that.
Yeah.
I mean, and listen, if I'm Kentucky football, I take that in a heartbeat.
Amen.
I mean, like, you're all of a sudden going, okay, we can do something here.
And, you know, there's been a lot of people, not just Kentucky people, throw that around. They might do north, south, east, west pods, and that would be Kentucky's pod.
College football, the schedule matters.
Oh, yeah.
Basketball, I mean, it matters, but, like, if you're good, you'll be fine. But in college football, the schedule matters. It just does. And, like, for people, you know, let me just give you an example. Let's use my example of our 9-3 season, right? If that year, instead of playing Missouri and Vandy, we had played Alabama and Oklahoma, we'd have been 7-5.
Yeah.
We'd have been equally as good, but we'd have been 7-5. I mean, like, that's how it works.
I still like the idea of having those teams come to Kroger Field every year. I mean, it's fun beating Chattanooga by 50, but I wouldn't mind playing a top 10 team close and it being a loss over a game where you kind of roll your eyes.
And last year, by the way, when we were 4-6, if we played a normal schedule, we're probably 8-4.
Yeah, a lot better.
Right?
Double the win total.
So, by the way, all right, I can't focus.
I didn't listen to a word that caller said.
Drew, I want you to – what is the name of the lead singer of this group?
Joe Lynn Turner.
I need everybody
right now –
I cannot
stop looking at
his
Google images.
I need everybody right now to Google the pictures of Joe Lynn Turner. Just Google the pictures and tell me that is not Shannon.
Well, let's start with the fact that, first of all, I'm 30 years younger than this person.
Look at this one right here.
Dude, that's Shannon.
He was born in 1951. How does he look like me now?
Shannon with a wig. I mean, those first four images that come up are all you. At JoeLynnTurner.com.
You've got to consider doing your hair like that, Shannon.
I don't think I can grow it out like that. If I could, I would, though.
Look at that. But tell me that's not Shannon.
Of all the people we've tried to say Shannon looks like, this guy is the dead-on closest one. This is his.
Look at contemplative Shannon.
Shannon, you have to start a Joe Lynn Turner cover
right?
band.
Am I right? Look at this whole group over here. Is that not Shannon?
Joe Lynn Turner cover band.
Dude, yeah. That is you. Now, I mean, look, there's a couple here from when he's older, and you don't look like him then. He looks old. But the young Joe Lynn Turner.
Dead on.
Like, you. Are you sure he's not your father?
Well, I don't think he is. I don't know for sure.
Do we know Shannon doesn't have a python on his bicep? Are you sure?
Joe Lynch.
I mean, I'll even admit that one looks like me. These other ones that you say look like me, most of them you're completely wrong, but this guy does look close.
Yeah, this one does.
Dude, that one is you. Who's next?
Will.
Will, how are you, Will?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
What's going? You got to play his band, by the way, Shannon.
Okay, let me look.
Over the Rainbow.
Over the Rainbow. Okay. Yeah, but go ahead.
Hey, two things real quick. The SEC is the slaughterhouse of college football. The Big 12 is not. So when Texas and Oklahoma come in, they're going to get beat to ribbons too, just like everybody else. So I don't know that they'll be as dominant as they are in the Big 12 when they come over here to the SEC. And
first of all, Texas has not been dominant for a few years. But I will say this. You wouldn't argue that as a program they're ahead of where we've been, right?
No, that's not an argument. But my point being, all that dominance sometimes is not. You're not as dominant when you're playing people.
I agree with that.
What would our record be if we were in the Big 12?
Well, some years it would be great. I mean, there's no doubt about
that. My point. Yeah. In the SEC, we struggle for 7 wins because it's a slaughterhouse. But over there, we might win 8-9 a game. So, and secondly, I hope the kid that's going into the draft, I can't think of his name off the top of my head. I'm shocked at your greatness, Matt. Yeah, Isaiah Jackson. I hope he does great because I think he's probably a really stand-up kid, and I really liked watching him play this year. And that's all I got. First-time listener, long-time caller. Peace out, homies.
First-time listener, long-time caller. Isaiah Jackson, he does seem like a great kid. Here's the thing. I was listening to Bill Simmons' podcast this morning. He did like 2 hours on the draft, and when they talked about Isaiah Jackson, Bill Simmons said this, and he's exactly right. I know exactly what he is in the NBA. Like, he is a guy, he runs at the rim, lobs, protects the rim. Like, we know that guy. And so that guy will always play in the NBA. Will he be a star? I don't know if he'll be a star. But that guy will have a job in the NBA as long as he wants to have it.
High energy guy. You said, like, a good teammate. I wish he could have stayed on the floor longer because he would have played longer here, his one season here, just couldn't stay out of foul trouble a lot. I think he can be a really, really good NBA
player.
Simmons
always uses it. I think this is a really good – he always says, when you watch the NBA Finals, what you have to sit there and think before you draft a guy is, could I have seen that guy play in the NBA Finals? So, no offense, I couldn't have seen B.J. Boston playing in the NBA Finals, right?
No, not at all.
But you could see Isaiah Jackson.
Yeah.
You could see a role for him. You know, he would have been, if Phoenix had him, it's another guy to put up against Giannis,
right?
Like, so I think that's why I think he makes it, is because you could see that guy playing in that game.
Yeah, I would turn my head if he had the ball and had to make a play right now, but as far as just going in and, you know, block shots, get rebounds, and dunk when we throw it to you, yeah, there he could start right away.
Yep.
Or not start, but play.
You know, many Kentuckians are ready for a comeback story, and the Kentucky Comeback Initiative, powered by the Kentucky Chamber, believes individuals deserve a second chance for employment at a place they love. Recovery-friendly environments reduce stigma in the workplace and help give people a second chance. Companies across the state are signing up, and you can be a part of it. If you know an individual that's looking for a job and that needs help, KentuckyComeback.com. And they're also, if you're a business that would like to consider people who've had some difficulties, go to KentuckyComeback.com, powered by the Kentucky Chamber, helping Kentucky employers find the employees they need more than ever. We'll take a break. Be right back. This is KSR at the Groff Scramble in Somerset.
More of the KSR Blue Lights across the Bluegrass County by County virtual tour presented by the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety after this. To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080.
Now for more news on the Blue, Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
So this is this your band, Shannon?
This is Rainbow, yeah.
Rainbow. This is Joe Lynn Turner. Turn it up. Let me hear it.
Sounds like your typical cheesy 80s band.
Yeah, it's like Doc.
And their name is Rainbow?
Right. Rainbow? Yeah. No, Rainbow. It, oh. Just Rainbow.
Oh. Just Rainbow.
Yeah.
His Twitter account, he's got a pretty big Twitter following. Looks like he goes by JLT.
How many Twitter followers do you have?
21,000.
So Shannon's got more than him. So maybe we should say Shannon, he looks like Shannon.
Yeah. There you go. I like that. He looks like me.
You don't look like him. He looks like you.
That's right.
Here in Somerset, KSR Golf Scramble, let me give some thank yous to all of our sponsors. Toyota of Somerset is our presenting sponsor. Thank you to those good folks. Kentucky Branded, A-Vision Glass, Danville Office Equipment, Pulaski County Solid Waste, Birdies and Barrels, top-notch flooring, the United Cumberland Bank, the law office of Rhonda Hatfield Jeffers, and Sonny's Barbecue. Thanks to all those folks for helping us come out here.
Alan from Avision Glass gave us a bunch of a glass cleaner even for all of us.
Thanks to Ryan for taking his chair off the green so he doesn't put divots in it like he was about to.
Yeah, well, you know, this is your hole. You see, I've given you advantage. Okay, don't putt from back here.
Yeah, but you understand, they don't want that.
No, he's not used to being on the green.
No, it's true.
502-571-1080 at KY Sports Radio. One person writes, Maddie, Jolynn Turner used to be a member of a band I know Shannon knows, Deep Purple.
Yeah, I saw that. But I don't think he was the singer, right? He was just in the band.
I don't know what he was. I don't know. Another person writes, Matt, I was at the courtesy Acura OVW show Saturday. It was awesome. When are you getting in the ring? Never. But it was awesome. Heck of a crowd. I mean, I hundreds of people. I'd say 400 or 500 people. The men and women did an awesome show. I've been to a lot of OVW stuff. I think it was the best one we've done. And a lot of KSR listeners there, which was very cool. And the McCracken County soccer team came and talked a lot of trash.
Did so they?
Yeah, they were. I don't know why they were there, but they got in there and they were screaming at the wrestlers, and it was good stuff.
Long way from McCracken County.
Well, I think they were in town. Yeah, I don't think
there's a big soccer event
show.
Going on.
But thanks to everybody who came out. The next one in the area is August 13th at Country Boy, and then remember, after the first UK football game, we're having one at KS Bar.
That's going to be a zoo. That is going to be crazy fun.
Should be a lot of fun. That's going to be such a fun day. Don't you think it's going to be like a year and a half of just energy saved up, all coming out during that opening game?
Oh, yes. I cannot wait. I mean, the bar is going to be fun. There will be an early pregame show. We'll go all day. There will be an after party. But I'm excited to just get to the stadium and hear Carl Nathy saying first down Kentucky, seeing people tailgating again after being away for a year. I can't wait to get back and see some normalcy there.
What about the fact two people that go to the University of Kentucky won gold medals this weekend? Lee Kiefer, who grew up in Lexington, went to the Lexington school, is a fencer.
Went to Dunbar.
She won the foil competition.
First ever American to win the individual.
Yes, I watched it. It was very tense. Have you ever watched the foil?
Oh, yeah. It's fun to watch, actually.
What do you like about it?
You got to touch the other person. Ding!
I understand, but like... But there are different competitions. Like, the foil's the hardest one, I learned.
I'd have no idea the difference.
So there's a foil, there's, like, saber, and then there's, like, sword. I don't know.
Yep. And checks out.
And, like, in one of them, you can touch anywhere on the body. People kind of put their nose up at that one. Like, any goober can do that. Then one of them, you can only touch, like, knees to shoulders. But the one she won, you can only touch waist to shoulders, and it's the hardest one.
Yeah.
It's the ones people say with the people with the most yabba-dee-doo.
You know, I remember being at Channel 18 when Alan Cutler did a story on her when she was like, you know, a freshman at Dunbar, but yet the best in the country at that time, at that age.
First American to ever win. She nearly lost in the round of 16. I watched that one live because it was right before I went to bed. And then I guess they had all the matches that night because then she basically won when I woke up in the morning.
It's awesome.
But it was great to watch her. She was very happy. And she's a med student.
Yeah.
Can you imagine like being good enough to be an Olympic athlete while also being a med student?
Guess she could be a good surgeon. You're done. Next.
You think those are the same skills?
Uh-huh.
That's how it works.
Could be.
You think you just go woo, 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 woo.
I would trust her.
I would trust her, too. I would agree with that. So congrats to her. And then Will – and by the way, if anybody knows her, I'd love to have her on the show.
True.
She doesn't follow us on Twitter, so we can't write her. But if she when she gets back, I'd love to have her on the show if somebody knows her and could help set that up. Will Shaner, who is a member of the UK rifle team now, won the gold medal in rifle. First American to ever win that.
And set the record.
Young dude, too. Isn't he like the youngest guy on the team?
20 years old.
Yeah.
No wonder, by the way, we always beat Army in rifle if we've got the Olympic champion. I'm always like, how do we beat Army? That's how we beat Army.
That's right. That's why UK rifle team is always, if not number one,
but
close to being number one.
But think about that for a minute. There have been 6 gold medals won by Americans so far. And 2 of the 6 go to UK.
Uh-huh.
Well, in the current medal standings, if UK were a country, we would be fifth or sixth. Excuse me. There's only five countries ahead of them in gold medals right now.
Really?
I mean, that's crazy, isn't it? And then it goes even beyond that. Like the pitcher for Mexico in softball plays for UK.
Uh-huh.
The pitcher for Italy in softball is going to be a freshman at UK.
The one girl that plays for Mexico, she was like all-time home run leader or something.
She's now the director of operations. She's a former player, but she had the record till was it Abby Cheek just the last year or two?
You're right.
But yeah, I mean, she's a UK legend playing for Mexico right now. Played this morning.
Not only do we have, like, we've got every country. Like, we're part of all. And then we've got three dudes on the men's basketball team. We'll talk about them later. But, I mean,
UK announced they have 22 athletes. I can't imagine there's many colleges even with half that. I mean, 22 of the American athletes went to UK.
Well, if you saw the opening ceremonies, the countries would come out. Some countries would only have two or three in total.
Well, I mean, those are small countries.
You know, with Kentucky University, just if you take just
the
university.
The fact the Tonga guy just keeps coming out naked?
But he had a second one. A second guy came out all oiled up on the opening ceremony.
Yeah, but I don't think people thought he looked as good as the other guy.
No, Tonga
the thing
guy
I like
the
about the Tonga guy is he's in the summer and the winter Olympics. He's just like, I mean, must be easy to get to play for Tonga. Because he's like, how many people get to be in both the summer and the winter Olympics? But he knows, like, this is my moment.
Yes.
Shirt off. And not just shirt off, lubed up.
Extremely lubed
up.
He's
going on a slip and slide.
Yeah.
You know, like, and people are excited about it.
I might sound like an old man here, but I'm really having a hard time still finding things right now to watch with the Olympics. Part of it's the time change. Peacock's weird. The channels are off. But I feel, you know, in March Madness, you still need a few days or a few games before you start I'm still struggling with finding what things are.
I love it. I mean, I just turn on, like, it doesn't matter what comes on. I just find it fascinating. I watched people canoe the other day. And, like, by the end, I was like, yeah, that's not a very good canoer.
I was watching rugby at 5:30 a.m. this morning while working on the Morning Post.
And then you got I love the ping pong, and I'm all in on handball. I don't know why handball's not more popular. Like, why isn't handball more popular? It, like, combines basketball and soccer, and it's kind of fun, isn't it?
I don't have an answer for you. I've never even seen handball around this part of the country being played, so I have no idea.
It's fun to watch, and they hit each other. The sport I don't understand how people do is water polo.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to say that.
Like,
I'm the same way.
First of all, it feels like they call a foul every 2 seconds. But the underwater camera, when you look at they're all trying to drown each other. Like,
yeah.
Like, you've got to be in, like, the best shape in the world to do that, don't you think?
I always thought those guys that have the ball in one hand and they're getting attacked are trying to fight off the guy with the other hand while keeping him above water so you don't drown.
But they call a foul every – it's like every time you hear a whistle, that's a foul. But if they whistle twice back-to-back, then you're out. So I don't understand what's a foul and what's not. But I do have the utmost respect. I do think that they don't need to have such tiny bathing suits. Like, they are, I mean, they are tiny.
You don't want your opponent to have something to hold on to.
That has to be what it is.
Yeah.
But that is a sport where, you know, sometimes you sit and go, I could do that. I know I can't do that.
No way.
The one thing I do think I can do is sit in the boat and say row.
Yeah.
I saw that one. Because there's a.
Coxman? What's his name? Coxswain? Coxman?
Careful.
I don't know what he's. You just stick with that. I'm just saying there's a person that just sits there and goes, row, row. I could do that. I mean, I probably weigh too much to do it, but just in theory, that's something
I'd do.
If we had a team, me and Ryan would be the rowers, and you would be telling us to row.
Go, go, go.
Just like normal here.
I do like the Olympics, though. We'll take a break. 502-571-1080. Text machine 772-774-5254.
I saw werewolf